Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us again here on a Thursday. Right now it's snowing where I am, and I don't know what's going on where you are or what time you're listening or where you are when you're listening, but thanks for being part of our show. And it's always exciting to know people are tuning in every week all over the world. It's really cool. So tonight's guest is, as we usually say, a favorite. She's been on the show many, many times, Claudia McNeely, who's an incredible healer. And we will be talking about some fun stuff in just a minute. But first, tonight's metaphysical musing, which is, I hope, kind of a good lead-in to what we're going to talk about on this for the rest of the evening. Just want to tell you a story. Okay, so I have a number of people that are alternative health practitioners, do various kinds of treatments, and mostly I trade with them. I do what I do for them and their family, and they take care of me, and we take care of each other. And there's this guy in Maine who has developed this incredible experimental cool treatment. And when he comes through my area about once a month, he comes and he does his thing with me. And so we've known each other for years, and I take care of keeping various things from bothering him. And so he came over, we're setting up, and his partner is with him, and they were like asking me, well, how you been? How you feeling? What's going on? And I said, you know, I'm good now, but boy, the week of New Year's, actually starting the Friday before New Year's, that Friday morning I woke up, my chest hurt, my body ached. I had to decide whether or not I was going to consider it life-threatening and go to an emergency room and take my life in my hands, having them do what they do when you go to an emergency room. And I actually sent emails to Claudia and two other friends and said, take a look at me and tell me whether this is life-threatening or anything, because I'm just feeling weird today. And everybody went, no, there's this going on, there's that going on. And they did some remote healing on me, as I usually do for them when they need it. And I told the rest of the story. You know, it got a little better over the weekend, and New Year's was a really bad day, and my body was hurting, and I just rattled off all my whiny story about how the week had been, and that it took really 2 weeks before I was feeling energetic again and had my focus back, that I really couldn't do much work for a couple of weeks. And my friend's partner looked at me and went, that's exactly what happened to me. I felt exactly the same way on exactly the same days. So we looked at each other and went, oh, this couldn't possibly be just a mild case of the flu, which is what we both decided it must have been. Well, we just got a mild case of the flu. Good, it was vacation week. No, had to be something else. There's no way that I could be several hundred miles away from this guy. He lives in Northern Maine, and I live in Western Massachusetts, with no contact whatever, and have exactly the same course of an apparent illness for a period of 2 weeks that matched almost day-to-day symptom for symptom. What's up with that? How can that possibly happen? The thing we absolutely knew was that it wasn't virus or bacterial, because it wouldn't have unfolded exactly the same way. Each one of us would have had a different reaction to it. We would not have had the same symptoms on the same days. That's just, in quotation marks, crazy. And that's where the story gets interesting. And that's where my guest Claudia McNeely comes in. So we're going to use that metaphysical musing as an introduction to Claudia. Are you with us, Claudia?
I'm here.
And Claudia is an amazing healer and psychic and does all kinds of fascinating work. And I depend on her as one of the people I call up when I need somebody to take a look at things and give me some idea what's going on when I can't figure it out. And she is my expert on what other factors can be making people feel strange or sick. kind of an odd expertise.
Thank you. It is.
And you have a couple of different places online where people can tell you what they're feeling so you can get that feedback. But you also track all kinds of factors that affect people. So tell us a little bit about all that stuff you track.
Well, for years, I've had problems with, aches and pains for no reason, or seemingly no reason. And I started paying attention to, I don't know why I did, but solar flares. And I started noticing that every time there was a flare, I would have the pain. And nothing would help the pain. I mean, I tried all kinds of treatments. I tried diet. I tried everything. Nothing helped the pain. And then I noticed that every time there's a flare, I have this symptom. And so I started really paying attention to it and talking to other people. And I start finding out that other people are complaining about the same things at the same time. And then I noticed that earthquakes would cause a particular pain with me. It's not as bad as it used to be. But it used to be that every time there was an earthquake in Indonesia, it would feel like my spine right behind my heart was about to explode. Mm-hmm. And I would start feeling that, and I would go check, and sure enough, there had been an earthquake in Indonesia. So I've been working on healing that lately, so I'm not feeling that very often anymore, but I cannot figure out how to stop the solar flares. And it has been really intense for months now. And it's not only the solar flares, but we're also getting cosmic ray bursts from the center of the universe. The Earth is moving through what's called a photon belt. Right. And as we move through this energy that is a photon belt, when we get into certain energies, it'll cause a lot of pain for people.
So just so people can understand, this is real stuff that's going on in the universe outside of the Earth. Not airy-fairy, we're making stuff up kind of things. This is stuff that physicists and astronomers are talking about, and they track, which is how you track it.
Yes.
The
government website, there's the government websites you can go to track what the cosmic rays are doing, what the energy, the solar winds, the flares, all of that can be tracked, yeah.
And
so the only thing that I cannot track that way is the photon energies, and I have to track those psychically. They're always up when there's a lot of pain.
Right. And the usual concern from the scientists is that these bursts of energy are going to affect things like satellites or the electrical grid or they also have effects, the solar wind and some of the other things have effects on the Earth's magnetic field, which is part of what protects us from the energy of the sun. So there are specific things that they're concerned about, but they don't look at
it. Right now, the electromagnetic field around the Earth is not as strong as it's supposed to be for some reason. So flares are affecting us worse than they would normally be because of that. So
of how I think it was the cosmic wind. The solar wind would blow the Earth's magnetic field as if it was soft and squishy and just could be blown out of the way. And so
pushing on a balloon.
Right. Yeah. So one side of it facing the sun was thinner, and on the other side there was a part that was pushing out and going out into space. And I look at that stuff.
And it does the same thing to our energy body, and that's why it hurts so much. is because it's pushing on our energy body like that too.
Right. So some people are going to be sitting and listening to this and going, I never felt that stuff. And to those people, I would say one of two things. Either you're not as sensitive as some of the people that are doing lots of healing work, because the more we do this stuff, the more sensitive we become to all kinds of changes in energy. Or it's happening, but you don't have anything to correlate it to. So you feel lousy when you get up, you take some ibuprofen or whatever you take, and you go about your business not thinking there's a pattern to it or a reason for it. It's just a weird
and
pain.
And some people, what I've noticed in my family, my son and my partner used to laugh at me because of all the pain that I was in all the time. And now I'm coming out of it where I'm not having as much pain, but they're both just starting into it, where they're getting all the headaches. My son is threatening to come home from work now because his neck and his head are hurting him so bad today, which is one of the major symptoms today. They're starting to have symptoms. So even somebody that's not feeling the symptoms right now, in the future they may.
Right. Well, I had another interesting story from the last few days. One of the things that I'm known for in this, you know, world of doing remote healing work is that I work with some of the more difficult cases, the cases that other people are afraid of looking at. And whether it's a building that has dark things going on, or it's a person that has dark entities attached to them. So there are some very extraordinary healers who, rather than doing it themselves, the referral always sounds like, I know this guy. I won't do it, but I know this guy. I can see what's going on, but I won't do it, but I know this guy. I got one of those referrals, and I didn't have the energy to deal with it. It was extremely intense, and I started calling other people that I knew worked with a team to see if they would be able to work on the situation, because I thought it was really something that one person shouldn't deal with. And so I called the person that I call for that kind of stuff, who does work with the team, and described what was going on and what my reaction was. And her immediate response was, oh my God, I've had the same kinds of aches and pains. I've been unfocused for weeks. It's really hard to work. I'm only working a few days when I feel up to it, which is exactly what's been going on for me.
Me too.
Right, right. And the gal who referred to me, I got to talk to briefly, and she said exactly the same thing. Oh, thank you so much for telling me what's going on, because I've had a terrible time the last 2 or 3 weeks just getting anything done at all. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to stay grounded and focused and do any healing work. So here, out of all the people that I spoke to, I was getting the same response of, oh, thank goodness somebody else can confirm for me that it's not just me having a series of bad days or being sick or whatever it is.
Right. And I get that all the time when I post, because every day I do an energy report of, you know, this is what's happening today. This is how we're feeling. And, you know, I get so many people that say, oh, my God, thank goodness. I thought there was something wrong with me. You know, there's been times that I've come really close to going to the hospital and, you know, just kind of waited it out. And sure enough, it stopped after a little while when the energy changed. But it's scary, you know, when some of these symptoms come up.
And especially when your particular constellation of weaknesses and things that make your body hurt is very similar to this stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So for me, the thing that still happens, even though I've dealt with a lot of it, is joint pain. And that can be associated with eating the wrong thing, which and having an inflammatory reaction. It could be that I'm getting the flu or a cold, or, you know, almost anything that is a little bit off will make my joints hurt.
Right.
So I'm gluten-free, and I've gone off dairy and all kinds of other stuff, because all of them are possible contributors to that stuff.
You still have the joint pain.
Right. People, it's a different set of things. For some people, it's headaches. For some people, it's back pain. But I
one
would,
thing
I,
I've noticed at, for the last
at various times in the course of a month, I will have some joint pain. The question then is, well, what caused it this time? And I'm finding more and more that it's not that I ate something, you know, something had a hidden ingredient that I never eat and that I react to, or something like that that was very direct. It's more likely I'm going to go to one of your reports online and go, oh, it's solar flares
there
today.
It is. Yep. And the thing that I've noticed for like the last 3 months now, what's really being affected very strongly is our solar plexus area. Nausea, stomach pain, the liver actually being sore because it's going through such a detox, stomach cramps, anxiety, anger issues. All of this stuff is coming up
which
over
would be
these
connected
last few
with
months.
Liver detox.
And
for me, it was my part of that was just nausea and, you know, relatively minor kinds of things, but just not quite feeling well and not knowing what I could eat that would feel
the solar plexus, the solar plexus does also affect the muscles, and I think it even the joints, if I remember correctly. But a lot of the pain is also that solar plexus area.
Right. It's also because
it's almost like we're getting hit in the stomach with the energy. It's so intense.
Right. And because it's the center of will, when when it gets, you know, in effect gets attacked, when something goes wrong with it, the first thing that happens is you feel like you're being attacked and you get anxious.
Right.
So it adds a whole additional overlay of emotions. That makes it harder for you to pay attention and sort things out.
When you know it's the energy, you know, when I can look at it and go, oh, well, that's just the energy, it makes it a lot easier to let the energy just flow on through rather than going, oh, my God, is something wrong with me, you know?
Right.
So it's really, it helps to know that, no, it's not just us. And, you know, I've been saying in my energy reports for a while, we're being forced to change. The universe has conspired against us. The sun is in on it. Other planets are in on it. A lot of it, and I don't know astrology, but just reading other people's reports, there's a lot of astrological things going on. You know, we've just entered the year of the horse, which is going to be a year of massive change. We have no choice. We have to change. And this energy is going to keep hitting us until we do. And the more we fight it, the harder it's going to be to get through it.
Right. Well, this sort of started, the main turning point was, you know, what people called the Mayan apocalypse, the 12-12-2012 alignment many different things in the solar system and the universe lined up in a straight line for the first time in however many tens of thousands of years. And, you know, people will use whatever it is to freak out over, but it was predicted that that would be a turning point in the history of the planet. And I know for me, the first 3 months of 2013, but really the first three months, I felt sick almost constantly. There were a few days here and there every week that I'd be able to get some work done, but basically I was always tired. And like people who have fibromyalgia or a lot of the other immune disorders, unfocused, having brain fog. And people don't realize, both with those diseases and this kind of stuff, that when somebody isn't following up and things are getting strange, part of what's going on is you just can't do it. You can't focus. It's not that you're not trying. It's that you really can't.
And
that went on the
so
whole beginning of 2013 was really tough. And then it got a little better. And there were these various times when things were more active and it hit again. This last, I don't know, 2-3 weeks has been pretty much as intense as the beginning of 2013.
It has. Yeah. The change is coming. There's so much going on right now in our world. And if people just watch the news, I know everybody says don't watch the news. Watch mm-hmm. the news. You're going to see the changes that are happening. And it's just amazing to watch.
I wanted us to start with the whole idea of the vibration of the planet rising, because and that was part of what the 12/12/2012 alignment was about, was that the mm-hmm. vibration of the planet was going to rise. The darkness that has held this planet and run this planet for so long was going to lose its hold. And we were going to have a very, very different experience of life on this planet. But there was going to be a period of transition and chaos before that happened. And one of the names that's been given to that is
Ascension. Happen every day.
Say again?
If you watch the news, we're watching that happen every day.
Right, right. So one of the names that's been given to that is the Ascension, and it means that the energies are rising, that the vibration is rising. And so
that the light quotient is increasing. I think that maybe people could understand that easier, because we're being hit with so much light from the sun, from the center of the universe, that it's raising the light quotient of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're becoming more light.
Right.
And that's what ascension is.
So everything that is not yet at that brighter light or at the higher frequency or whatever word you want to use gets rattled around and comes to the surface to be released and healed, which, of course, is all the stuff about ourselves that we don't ever want to look at.
Yeah, on the physical and the global, level. That's true.
Right, right. So I look for major signs of the transition. And I think the one that's most obvious, that's most startling, is the new Pope.
Yes, I love him.
Who really is just completely holding the light and the original teachings of the church, and is changing institutional things within the church, is challenging all kinds of things that were established ways of looking at things and ways of doing things within the Catholic Church, in many ways for the first time in the history of the church.
Yeah.
And every time he does something else, which is amazing in the context of my experience of the church in my lifetime, I just sit there and go, well, there it is, So on the one hand, we've got the bright lights that show up making changes like the Pope is. And on the other side is watching the collapse or struggle or chaos of the darker things that suddenly are finding themselves flooded with light and don't know how to handle that.
Right. And they don't want to give up their power, so they're fighting it with every breath that they have.
Right, right. Yeah. And what's very different is, I've talked to a lot of people who say, oh my God, look at what's going on in the world. You see this guy, this is happening and that's happening. I said, everything you're describing has always been happening. It just has been happening in the shadows.
Yes.
So the one that was the big deal.
It can't be done in the shadows anymore. The shadows are going away.
Right. The light is so bright that there are no shadows anymore. And the one that came up a lot was pedophile priests within the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And everyone went, oh, my God, that's – I was like, well, get a grip, because the real issue is this has been going on for decades and decades and decades. It's part of
the institutional
process. Longer
than that. Centuries.
But why now, suddenly, was that exposed?
It's got to be changed. It's got to, it can't continue.
Right. Right. And
it's like all the politicians that have resigned recently.
Right.
There's been a lot of them.
Right. A lot of politicians who have done all the things that corrupt politicians do and usually get away with. And suddenly, basically, they're being told, if you don't get out of here, you're going to be arrested.
And the media has actually done some actual reporting lately, which, you know, they've been getting actual news for a while, which is different.
Right, right. And that's especially dramatic. Most people don't realize that there's basically six conservative individuals who own all of the media outlets in the United States and most of the world, but certainly in the United States and the UK.
Right.
So everybody sees Fox News as being the most conservative, off the chart to the right. News outlet, and it is, but there are so few people involved in making the decisions about what gets presented and how it gets presented that any real reporting is a major event.
Exactly, it is. Yeah.
I know lots of people that watch Russian RT, Russian television, as a news source, Al Jazeera English, a number of others, especially for European and Middle Eastern coverage.
That.
Coverage, because all they do is report.
And even coverage about the United States, you get more truth from those outlets than you do here.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We are going to be going to a break in just a minute. I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you. Why don't you give your website?
My website is askclaudia.com.
And my guest tonight is Claudia McNeely, who is a psychic and healer from somewhere in Texas.
And Central Texas,
where you have been having weather kind of like up here in New England. I don't know what's going on.
We got snow, I moved down here. You know, I was in Northeast Texas, and I moved down here in Central Texas because it's supposed to be warm all year, and we get snow.
And you guys don't know what to do with it when it shows up. Those of us up here are quite amused by the picture.
It's funny here, too, as long as you're watching it from a window.
Exactly.
It is wild here.
So we're going to take a short break, and as I always say, we will be back shortly, unless we get taller, here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Don't go nowhere.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold.
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What did he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Claudia McNeely, the amazing psychic and healer from somewhere in Central Texas. Nobody really knows where.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
It's a big place.
It is. Texas is big.
We won't get started on Texas.
Let's not.
So, with this focus that we're trying to bring people to, of there are other factors involved that may be affecting your physical body. We've talked about solar flares, and we're at the in the peak of solar flare activity in the 11-year cycle for the sun. The sun's magnetic field is supposed to flip. I've been hearing about that for weeks.
It already did.
Flip. Which of course, at least some people took as an opportunity to go, oh my God,
it happens every 11 years.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's not anything, but, you know, it's no big deal.
Right. But there's always somebody who, you know, it's the sun flipping apocalypse.
Yeah. Whatever
it is, there's some reason to go screaming off into the hills, and it probably involves firearms.
Right.
So we've got the other cosmic, for lack of a better word, things like the solar wind and the photon belt that the Earth has been going through, and the effects on the magnetic field. What are some of the other things that are affecting people? Oh, and earthquakes. And the first time,
volcanoes. Okay. Now, I don't check volcanoes because I haven't found a place to keep an eye on them. But volcanoes affect some people too.
Now, one of the things about major events that affect lots of people, like earthquakes and volcano eruptions, is that the emotions of large groups of people being in fear or being hurt, or that entire very human experience, has its own energy. And the first time I realized how much people were affected by things like earthquakes was a friend of mine who called me and said, you know, I think I'm going crazy. And I woke up this morning and I'm just despondent. I'm just sitting here crying like somebody I know died.
Yep.
And it took us a while, because it happened, you know, every month or so I'd get a call from her. And we figured out that it was any time a large group of mothers and their children were either killed or in danger, she felt
right.
it.
Right. Yep.
And she finally got to the point where she knew, if I wake up with a waking dream like that and this feeling in my body, I need to go to one of the news websites, CNN or something else, and just look at what the natural disaster was today.
Right. Yep.
And then she could
refocus.
That's
the reason I was reacting to Indonesia, was past life stuff going on there, that every time there was an earthquake, it reminded me of that.
Right. And so people, from her perspective, because she was a healer, she could then change from just having the emotion to praying for and sending healing to all these people
exactly.
that need.
Exactly.
She could shift the energy. But this factors into one of the things that has a lot of hard science behind it, because people listen to this stuff sometimes who don't have this experience and go, yeah, right, you know, sure.
Yeah, right.
The Institute of Noetic Sciences is one of the focal points, but there are scientists all over the planet, including Dean Radin at the Institute of Noetic Sciences, who have set up what they call random number generators. And they're basically just a computer that has an algorithm running that should be putting out zeros and ones in a totally random sequence. And they have a program that watches that sequence to see if it becomes non-random. Mm. And what they've found is that anytime there is a major event on the planet that affects a large number of people and becomes that a large number of people become aware of, that the random number generators, and there used to be very few, and then they realized that this was a trackable phenomenon and they wanted to know about it, and there's dozens of them now. Almost every physics department at every university has a computer that's part of this experiment. So events like the O.J. Simpson chase, which got the attention of lots and lots of people, spiked it. But 9/11 was off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Princess Diana dying. You know, all of these events that had a big emotional impact on a large number of people became known quickly. The thing that was fascinating and that they still look at and shake their heads and can't quite figure out is that the spike in the change happens before the event happens in real time.
Right. I believe that.
So there is something in the consciousness of the planet or the people or however space and time work, which already knows events are going to happen. And these happen to be very large events that affect lots of people. And it's enough energy to change the random number generators. But we're affecting each other all the time. And we already know what the outcome of events are going to be before they happen, because that's what's being shown by the hard science.
Right. And we all, you know, we're psychic sponges. We don't realize that, but we're psychic sponges. And we absorb everything from everywhere and everybody. And 98% of what we think and feel is not even ours. It's something we have picked up from somebody else. And people don't even realize that we go around feeling other people's pain, feeling other people's emotions, not even realizing what we're doing. We think it's ours. And one of the things that I have done is I did a YouTube video with a clearing technique to release energy that's not ours. And it sure makes a big difference for people.
Yeah, and I just want to tell people that, you know, please go to Claudia's site, because she has a bunch of things that are just there for you to use for your own healing, including
stuff,
videos and meditations and procedures and all kinds of things. So check out her website, AskClaudia.com. That phenomenon of picking up other people's feelings, but also thoughts and all kinds of stuff, is called being an empath. And most empaths are not aware that they are an empath. So they're going through life.
Well, we're all empaths. Exactly.
So they're going through life being affected by the people around them. And that could be that you're in a crowded space like a subway car, and the person next to you is having a really bad, terrible, awful day. And suddenly you've got emotions in your body that make no sense that you then carry through your day and you try and process. And the key thing... there are several people that have wonderful programs for empaths and teaching empaths, first of all, how to understand what's going on, but also how to work with it, because it's an important psychic skill and you can help people once you're not being dragged around by it. Lisa Campione on Facebook is one of the people that has a whole course on it. But the thing that I tell people that I realize are having that empathic experience is ask the question, is this mine?
Right.
And if the answer is no, say, okay, it's not mine. I'm going to let this go. Because you can't possibly emotionally process. Process an emotion or a physical sensation that isn't yours, that's just came from somebody else. But it's another one of those, we're all connected, we're all affecting each other. Mm-hmm. You know, how much is that happening? One of the things, and I've got all kinds of things that I want to work on and put into a framework that is not as loose as what I'm about to say. But when we look at how much of what is on television, especially on so-called news, is basically saying, be afraid, be very afraid.
Right, exactly.
What's being done is getting people to take on an emotion or a frame of reference or an understanding of the world, which is not true,
right,
but will have an effect on their emotions and therefore have an effect on their body, and their emotions, if they get dramatically involved in it, are going to affect the people around them. They're going to talk about it, mm-hmm. and they're going to spread this idea and the emotions attached to it. And all kinds of things can be, you know, they're like thought viruses. They're a way to distribute ideas that get people upset and basically incapacitate people, make people unable to have a rational way of looking at the situation because they've already been caught up in an emotion and an interpretation and basically have shut down their ability to think.
Right.
And, you know, there are certainly large groups who all think the same way and really don't like it when people think differently than they do.
Yes. And that's
I thought
really
I did that with
right
something
now.
Else.
You did.
But it's a wide range of groups, and it's across the entire spectrum of – well, it's not across the entire spectrum because the middle of whatever spectrum of anything typically has some balance to it. But whether you're on the right or the left politically, whether you're
– Well, all countries too.
Right, countries, religious and spiritual points of view, mm-hmm. Politics, all of it. There are groups and individuals who are sure that they have the right answer. That answer is extremely upsetting. They want everybody else to be upset with them in exactly the same way. They don't want to listen to another point of view that gets them down from being upset because they're committed to being upset. And that affects lots and lots and lots of people. And it's not all these other people that are being affected. It's not theirs. And they can't possibly process it in their emotions and in their body because they got it from someone else.
Right.
It's the struggle of that all empaths have of how to figure out what's yours and what's not yours. And most people never figure it out. They just take stuff on.
You know, I've worked with clients and helped them release stuff that they picked up from their parents at the moment of conception that they have carried their whole life that wasn't even theirs, but was totally, you know, really affecting their lives. And we release that and it totally changes everything for them.
Right. Well, and what comes to mind also, trying not to be stereotypical, but lots of women have taken on all the worry and all the emotions in a family. And there's an idea, certainly in my family and in the tradition I grew up in, that if you're not worrying about someone, you don't love them.
Right.
You have to be focused on what could go wrong, and you have to focus on you don't want it to go wrong, and worry.
Right.
And of course, worry is praying for something that you desperately don't want to have happen. You're putting all your focus and energy into what you don't want instead of focusing on what you do want. So when people say to me, "You have a gorgeous daughter, don't you worry about her?" I go, "Oh no, why would I want to do that? That would bring terrible things to her. I see her surrounded with light and having a wonderful time, totally protected. Why would I do anything else? That's what I want for her."
Exactly.
But if you happen to be an empath in the middle of a situation, a group, whatever, where everybody is saying, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's gonna," whatever comes after "it's gonna," or you know, whatever the story is, and your energetic way of being in the world is that you're an empath, you just get overwhelmed with all that stuff and you really don't have any room for you.
Yes, that's true.
So I'm not sure what we do about all this, Claudia. How are we going to fix it?
Well, releasing the energy that's not yours is really easy. You know, basically, you just ask that it go back to where it originated with love and understanding so that it can be healed.
Right. And there are many, many methods. And I know you've developed yours. And there are some things that other people have developed that I've been using for years. And it's that awareness, that point of saying, "Oh, this is what I'm feeling.
Is this mine?
Yeah. I don't want to hang on to this." And then learning a skill, learning a method, whichever one it is, because there are many good methods.
And actually using it, you know, it doesn't do any good to learn a method if you're not going to actually use it.
Right. And because you're under stress, you're less likely to use it. So you have to get the habit when you're under stress of stopping
and actually
using the releasing method. But, you know, that's basically what's going on in the world. And I hope that our rambling and our rambling conversation here has given people some things to think about in a different way, just to look at things, as being both more interesting, juicier, more complex, but that it's not all you and it's not something that's wrong with you, because that's,
and, you know, that's a biggie, because, you know, people think that it's them. There's something wrong with me. And then they find out, oh, it wasn't me after all. And it, you know, it takes all that pressure off.
Right. And even with the physical stuff, you know, isn't it a relief? I know it's a relief for me when I can go to your webpage, look at your energy report for the day and go, oh, everybody's having the same symptoms I'm having. It's not me. And I'm not getting sick. I need to do some grounding and healing work on myself and see what emotions need to be released that are latching onto this thing, but it'll be over in a couple of days and it doesn't really have anything to do with me. It's just riding this wave.
Exactly.
It's a very different way.
That's what it is. It's a wave. Yeah.
Very different way of being in the world. The other thing is understanding that this is all going somewhere, that there is a big change, and this is just the chaos before that change. And it's a good thing we don't quite understand exactly.
It's
going to
be a very
manifest.
Good thing. And it's really, you know, it's going to be scary. I'm not going to say it's not going to be scary, because change is scary. And right now the banks are all failing. And if, you know, there's a lot of things going on financially, there's supposed to be a global reset of all the finance, of all the currencies. And it could be that when that happens, there's going to be problems with getting food, with getting gas, with, you know, our credit cards, debit cards working, things like that. But we need to not get caught up in fear, just to trust that this is leading us to something good. And hopefully it's only going to last a day or two, and then, you know, everything will be straightened out. So just have some extra cash on hand. Have some extra food. Have some extra water. You know, those are things that you need to do, even just getting snowed in, you know?
Right. It's the kind of thing that, you know, you should be prepared to have 3 days
exactly.
or
exactly.
or so where things aren't working and you can still manage.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that idea of the financial reset now for probably at least 15 years.
But now, that's why I'm saying watch the news. They're starting to talk about it on mainstream media.
There are definitely things that are happening.
Yes, it is definitely happening. We're very close to it happening. I'm hearing it should be sometime this month. It should have already happened, but I'm hearing hopefully this month.
Well, hopefully it's going to be done in a relatively controlled way.
They're trying to do it in a controlled way. And, they want it to be where nobody's going to be affected, and that's probably why it's taking longer than was originally thought. Mm-hmm. But, it's really hard to have that kind of change with no, side effects from it. So, like I said, just have some extra cash, make sure your gas, have gas in your car, things like that.
But, we have the Super Bowl to fuss over and the commercials at the Super Bowl to fuss over. Everybody's at the moment fussing over the Coca-Cola commercials. Have you heard all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. And, I love the commercial. I thought it was great.
And I look at the politics on both sides of that. My favorite little tidbit is America the Beautiful, which some of the right wingers think is the national anthem, was written by a lesbian. Oh. Who left the Republican Party because of their xenophobic points of view.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
But, we're looking at all this, and at the same time, Coca-Cola is a company that basically makes a drink that's all GMO corn.
Exactly. Right.
So why do I care what they do one way or another? I'm not going to drink that crap. So it's generated an incredible amount of focus and buzz and gotten lots of people upset and lots of people upset with the people that were upset. And we'll keep ourselves distracted.
Focus here and keep them distracted, and you don't see what we're doing back in the background.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And they're doing all kinds of things in the background. That's why I say watch the news. Pay attention. Things are happening every day.
Yep. Yep, they certainly are. So, Claudia, thank you so much. Every time you're on, we have a wonderful conversation that goes in directions nobody ever thought they would. which is the beauty of it all. My guest is Claudia McNeely, who is a psychic and healer from somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Texas. Her website is askclaudia.com, and there are lots of materials there that are available free for you to look at. Yeah. But check out Claudia's services, because her work is extraordinary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're... In case I haven't mentioned it several times already, Claudia is one of the people that I turn to, and she turns to me when something's going on. And it's like, well, what's going on? Something's not right. I don't know what's good. Could you take a look at it for me? She's one of the people I depend on. So she's working at that level of all of this stuff. There are very, very few people on my short list, and she's one of them. So, Claudia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If people got curious about my work, you can go to househealing.com and find out there. And on the contact page, you'll find a link to make a phone appointment with me. I do a 20-minute free consultation and assessment of what's going on, so we can see how my work might be helpful to you. If you're looking for the archives of the show, they are also cleverly hiding at thefarkasfiles.com. And you can find all the old shows and you can listen from there. It's all, our shows are also on iTunes podcasts. And of course, you can listen live every Thursday at 9 p.m. on empowerradio.com. So until next week, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere. on Empower Radio. Thanks for making us part of your life. I appreciate it. Have a great week.